beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast is a more elegant psionic instrument for a more civilized age. Up until now, I've been a little hesitant about coming forward with some of the more personal and sensitive results of having worked with the Miraculous Prayer Board as a psionic power instrument. Well, currently, that is exactly what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to perhaps go into a little more depth about what we have accomplished with this instrument and the accompanying methods and my personal philosophy. So without further ado, let us begin. Firstly, psionics is information-based. This information is influenced by will and the directed focus of the mind. This means your mind. So, for instance, psionic healing or spiritual wellness may be viewed differently than the more traditional spiritual healing methods. As an example here, if I were to take a radionic instrument and run a numeric value, also known as a rate, on this machine for the purpose of overall healing or curing of common ills, the result may not necessarily be the direct healing of any illness, but maybe it would be manifested as a positive path to resolving some health issues. More specifically, the medical team or staff is made sharp on top of the issues affecting health, more than willing to go out of their way to help a patient, and just by seemingly coincidence, all of the things needed, including cost in some cases, may sway in the favor of the witness on the output of a machine. So while the rate, we're talking about radionics here, while the rate may not directly affect healing or any kind of medical condition, the results of magic here will be via coincidence that somehow everything goes smoothly and the cosmical, also known as acts of God, as they say, are brought into a state of balance, and the ends are harmonious to the witness on the output of that radionic machine. Now, having said this, there are those who claim that radionics can remove diseases, but I've never seen it done in my own work. So, personally, I do not make any claims to medical breakthroughs by radionics or even by magical means. Rather, there are forces in the universe greater than ourselves which can come to our aid, so it seems, and the results are that by some miracle, again an act of God, the person is saved. We can, however, mentally transmit soothing vibrations of spiritual quality or prayer to other people, and there are those few of us and the rare and gifted, talented people who can remotely look into another person's body and possibly make some alterations in that person's health. But of these folks, I have never personally met one so talented, and the only scientifically available evidence of such I've come into contact with is the books that I've read making such claims, and then, of course, my subjective experiences of perhaps taking supplements like colloidal silver and some, of course, the magical healing patterns of which are abundant. and in many varieties of methods and techniques. For example, I might take energy symbolically from the bath in Lourdes of France, and it's been renowned as a place of healing. So I might remotely tap into that and turn that on each night before going to sleep and allow that to sort of run through and provide me with a sensation as if I'm being spiritually mended. Long story short, never forget to consult a physician if you are experiencing health problems. Magic is not a substitute for medical attention. No, no, no. And do treat magic more like a spiritual supplement, if you will, and not a replacement for medical, not a replacement for a good medical doctor. Having said this, I will now look at some of the more subjective and then, of course, some objective results of working spiritual and mental abilities along with my philosophies and the use of the Miraculous Prayer Board. Talking about the Miraculous Prayer Board, the psychometric infusion instrument. This instrument can work miracles much in the same way as any ordinary prayer can be answered by an act of God. What I mean by this is simply that the instrument has the added geometrical design associated with sacred geometry and balanced spiritual energy, as well as the intent placed into each work of art that I build, which becomes a Miraculous Prayer Board instrument. So I build each one of these with the intent of this being a very spiritual and blessed instrument. I do a series of path working exercises with each instrument before I ship them. Now, the concept of working with a prayer board is based on something called psychometry. I mentioned that earlier, the psychometric infusion. That's sort of the reverse of psychometry, where psychometry is a talent where some psychically gifted people can touch objects and read information in those objects, even sometimes acquiring imagery of events that have happened in the past. We've all heard stories or read in the newspapers about psychics working with the police to solve crimes where the connection between the victim and the culprit is a complete mystery. So, psychometry, if you're curious about what that is, there's a great work of fiction, a film called The Dead Zone, and that was inspired by the writings of author Stephen King. I first realized that each person has a bit of psychometric ability at varying degrees when I began paying attention to things people would say or do or tell me they were thinking about after touching objects or entering into certain rooms or standing in a location where I had been standing myself only moments earlier. My first personal experience of psychometry was at one time while I was lying down, I had a vision enter my mind's eye, and I realized that somehow I was seeing a piece of paper that was next to my finger, I believe it was my index finger, and this was after doing some studying for college. I was taking a college course, and I decided to lie down, had my notes and books next to me, and I realized I was looking quite literally through my finger at this paper, not with my eyes, but with my finger. Now, I had absolutely no control over this seemingly talent, yet I realized that each person must somehow have a little of this talent, depending on some conditions in the energy field of that person, the human mind, and possibly conditions in the human brain. And of course, our personalities and prejudices do play a big part about anything relatively spiritual or supernatural, in either allowing those things to come through or blocking them out, and these kinds of experiences. My thoughts are that these talents are entirely natural, only that the road to these talents is somehow, it's obscured by our personal lifestyles, our habits, and Of course, lack of awareness about the psychical levels of reality, I mean, it's not like it's really taught in school. My prayer board instrument saves people a lot of time and trouble about learning all of the psionics aspects of various machines and tunable radionics, or the various metaphysics which are associated with the exploration of psychotronics and mind machines. This is accomplished by working with the most natural and everyday activities of a human being, such as touching of our hands on something we value or care for. You ever touch somebody on the shoulder with your hand? When you have nothing that you can actually say to make them feel better, you reach out and touch. Well, and the power of our heart and the virtue of prayer, or with some people, inner faith. And these things are, for the majority of people, very universal. So working psionics with a prayer board instrument is by far the easiest and most simple, albeit familiar, of concepts to grasp and then get started operating immediately. Now let me talk about some of the works which have been accomplished by myself working with a prayer board, and then I'll introduce my listeners to some of the results shared with me by my students working with their prayer boards and, of course, my philosophy. As for my work, I think the majority of my followers already know about my work turning the super typhoon, the historic super typhoon, Neo-Guri, and dozens of other storms. Now, of course, there were some much bigger storms. I think there was a typhoon, or we call it a hurricane over here in the Americas. There was a hurricane back in, I think, the mid-1900s, called Typhoon Kit, or Hurricane Kit, and that slammed the coast of California, and it was indeed very big, but I was not alive back then. For me, the historical typhoon was Super Typhoon Neo-Guri, which was headed towards the mainland of Japan. What you may not know is the personal work I've done to help some individuals with various kinds of projects and problems. I'm about to share these stories with you while I avoid disclosing information about some folks who wish to remain anonymous. One of the first personal projects I worked on was coming to the assistance of a club member who needed help because his mother was suffering heart problems. The first thing that was needed was some money because they were unable to withdraw funds until the next month. It was a little complicated, you know, over on their end, what was going on over there in Canada. But I lended my student some money, which he later paid back after his mother was able to buy her medications. Later, this mother ended up in the hospital, and she had refused to take the advice of her son for many years prior to then. And she was given to a bit of stubbornness in personality, as I was told. So their relationship was one of sort of like a tug-of-war of resistance and you know, albeit arguments and all. So I did some prayer board work to ask for a miracle that this club member's mother would survive the hospital emergency, and then implemented this suggestion that she would become better receptive to her son, who only wished to help his mother. The result was indeed a miracle. Not only did the mother miraculously survive with flying colors and an improvement in heart conditions, credit given to the doctors, of course, and acts of God, but she also became more receptive to her son's advising her to take care of her health and stay in contact with her doctor. She had been avoiding the doctor and not listening to her son's advice. So, as you can see, that's sort of an example of how psionics is information-based, where that information sort of blended into this heartfelt, empathic transmission that I was sending via the miraculous prayer board. Now, the miracle here is one of influence of information into the cosmic matrix reality that we all exist in. Often a certain degree of spirit aid must be called upon to assist in these operations of influence and what I call psionic prayer spells or psionic prayer programs. Another operation I worked on was for Dave Schrader's daughter, Dave Schrader, host of Darkness Radio, and done, of course, with his permission to share this story. Dave's daughter, as we were told, suffered a severe diabetic attack. She landed in the hospital where she had to stay for a couple of days. Dave was incredibly terrified for his daughter's life because the situation was beyond bad. It didn't look good for his daughter, Ripley. So being moved by his story, there's nothing more moving than a parent worrying about their child. Well, I offered to try my hand with my prayer board if he didn't mind, and he didn't. I always ask the parents for permission. And I began weaving a miracle request to the creator of the cosmos to bring to this child one heck of a powerful rescue and a miracle that would free Ripley from being stuck in a hospital or worse. I think we were all worried about the worst thing happening, which of course would have been death. She recovered the first night and had to stay a second night, of course, so that doctors could make sure she was indeed all right and that her levels, as they call it, I don't know if it sugar levels, blood levels, and heart and so on were where they should be, based on doctor's observance. And that was one of the most amazing things that has ever happened in coincidence to working psionics with the prayer board. But let me be very clear. Without a doctor, Ripley would be in real trouble. Now, yes, there are miracles that can be made, but they get tougher to do without all of us, you know, doing our job in society. And a happy society is where everyone works prosperously. So a lot of kudos to the doctors, let me tell you. Still, miracles are important, and working psionics is equally important. We're just not currently recognized by the majority for our talents, but one day that may very well change. And so those of you who are working at psionics now and learning, one day in the future, you may be very surprised and very happy to find out that you've got a career in psionics. So, you know, I do not take credit for this sort of work, only that things can go more smoothly with intense human mental intent and a strong dose of faith power projected via our psionic prayer boards. Also, the father, Dave, was probably so busy praying for his daughter, he wouldn't have even been thinking about me working with my prayer board at the time. Like, yeah, go ahead, Tom, it's a great idea, do it. And anybody else who can pitch magic or prayer, go ahead. And so the attention of me working this spiritual mending, remotely, or spiritual wellness, as some call it, went unchallenged. There's no doubt that got in the way of my work. Whereas often, if we're telling somebody we're going to help them or work on them, there's that resistance in the recipient. I also recently worked to help an ex-pupil of mine save his nephew, who was taken home and put inside a hospital, purportedly from COVID-19. Yes, we'll never hear the end of that. The invisible enemy, this coronavirus thing. Well, my work was to create a spell of sorts of releasing from bondage and tweak it just enough with the right spirits and the love of God, as they say. And the result was that the child tested negative the next day for COVID and was released home. Is this a coincidence? A mistake in analysis? Or did the guardian angel I envisioned make a special visit to this little child? Well, I remember the experience of sitting there working for some hours, trying my best to put my remote presence elsewhere with this child and bring one of the entities I've known as the Golden Lady, who I've talked about this before, and really bring in a presence of protection, because with the whole COVID thing going on, I can only imagine that medical staff is like incredibly nervous or might even be overly reactive. I'm not saying that they are, I'm saying I can imagine it. So I was very worried that my old student, his nephew was in some real trouble. His nephew, by the way, is only 1 month old, or at that time, that was some months ago. Well, you can decide what you wish to believe. But I've been doing this sort of work for a long time, whether it's to do with weather and so on, and I'm going to tell you a little more. I've worked miracles in transportation as well via the Miraculous Prayer Board instrument. For instance, there's this lovely podcast by Joshua Warren, the expert in all things paranormal, and now the host of Coast to Coast Podcasting. There's a new show, it's called Strange Things. You can find that on iHeartRadio. Well, Joshua had this whole podcast in which he describes the results of my magic that I worked to make certain his museum items that were over on the East Coast in North Carolina were transported safely, swiftly, and cost-effectively to Nevada. And there they would be stored. And so cost-effective was also important. The weather was great. Everything worked out fine while other places were being slammed by tornadoes and stuff. This trip went incredibly well. And so, I mean, I did some extensive work on that as well. It was there's a very interesting method I used to do that. And it's not the first time that I've pitched a hand in to try to help some of my friends out, including Joshua. But this was probably... Oh, I'd say this was probably the biggest magical accomplishment that I've done for Joshua, was helping him get those museum items there via magic. And of course, all his friends helped. A lot of people came to help him, so let's give credit where it's due. But still, think of the miraculous power of psionic magic, what it can do. Now, as well, I jumped in on a problem for Joshua's friend, Corby Waste, artist at NASA, who, you know, he had become stuck in the airport in Europe at the turn of what was to be the COVID-19 lockdowns. Oh, I don't know. I think that was back, that might have been back in May or a little earlier when Corby Waste got stuck and they were just going to close down those airports. And everybody would be stuck inside. And it was, it was just at the turn of what would be that coronavirus lockdowns around the planet. Well, a little bit of magic, and Corby successfully made it back with some help from my swift spirits, who open portals for exits from impossible escape. Yes, it works. That's some heavy miraculous prayer board work. I also worked some experimental magic with the prayer board, which resulted in a nearly unheard of result. And of course, I'll be honest, I used some amplifying boxes as well. In this magic I'm about to talk about was for a candidate Jorgensen, in acquiring at least a bare bottom chance of having her voice heard as a prospective candidate for presidency. Whether, you know, it doesn't matter if you're voting for someone else, the point is that anyone who is not part of the two-party system, Republicans or Democrats, if you're outside that system, you're never going to make it to president. But the experiment here was to see how close we could get, and well, she was not involved in the debates, but I did hear she made $200,000 in just 1 week. Or rather, not that she made it, but her campaign acquired $200,000 of donations, which is astronomical for someone who is a true outsider running against the two-party duopoly for a chance at the presidency. Just an experiment to prove it can work, and, you know, I'm very good at this sort of thing, honestly. You know, the most unheard of miracles, whether it's bringing down a piece of meteorite to land right in the middle of the desert or something, or moving celestial bodies in some way, making very sure that people's properties stay safe during terrible and unheard of weather. We've seen a lot of flooding around the country, and I can't work on everything all the time, obviously. And I'm very good at this sort of thing. Believe me. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Alright, so going backward in time to my 7-year stay in Japan, I had read up on the predicament of one named Adam Kokesh, a television personality who was imprisoned, federal prison, for loading a shotgun or something along those lines in front of the White House. Possibly for some other things as well, but the point of the matter was to determine if by working a few hours with the prayer board, if I could free a man from what is likely wrongful bondage. The experience is very intricate, intimate when working for some hours with the prayer board, and as any student who has taken the time to learn remote influence will attest to, we do indeed experience various other faculties outside from the expected visual impressions relative to remote viewing aptitude. I am, for one, grateful this project works so incredibly well. Adam Kokesh, by the way, wrote me back a personal letter, an email, some years after the whole affair was wrapped up to thank me for supporting him and sharing my story about psionics and remotely projecting my presence there with him. And it worked. He was freed up from sentencing. So it was just an amazing accomplishment. The truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter what party a person belongs to or what their beliefs are. The incarcerating of other human beings for simply expressing what they have the right and a liberty to do is the actual crime, if you were to ask me. That means our government needs to lose some weight around the belt. The bigger project for freeing a man fell upon my desk when I was informed by my hench staff that a man named Robinson was going to be imprisoned with a populace of Islamic extremists for the crime of speaking out against certain activities, which were indeed criminal activities that were being committed by random refugees entering England. Of course, we saw the same thing happening in Germany. Not saying that all refugees are bad folks or anything, but there were some things happening, and different cultures have different views about how to treat women and so on. The thing of the matter is, while I know many friendly and kind Muslims personally, and I have known throughout my life many, I do recognize the problem of any kind of extremism, and when government takes your rights away from you, your right to defend yourself from that extremism or any matter of dangerous thuggery, for that matter, then your government is indeed the culprit and is guilty, equally guilty, in the eyes of true humanity for a crime that is unforgivable, albeit inexcusable. Thus again, we see that the UK's government, where Robinson lived, also needs some trimming around the sides and a clean reform of its duties and its boundaries, brought to before their people to be judged by the people they so promisingly claim to serve. Yes, don't you feel that you deserve to be empowered for a change? Certainly would be nice. Well, psionics is the only thing in life that you are guaranteed. you'll keep once you own it and master it, and I can help you master it. Save maybe for the promise given to all of us at birth, that being we are all born to die, and that's certainly true, and death will come for each of us in turn. Maybe in due time, or maybe sooner, but do not despair. Psionics is an art of mind and will, and what you absorb and study by the power of your mind and will is going to be carried over into your second life, the afterlife, and possibly beyond, as you are ultimately reabsorbed into the cosmical, or become one with the force, as George Lucas said. That's what that is when folks who have near-death experiences claim to see their own lives flashing before their eyes. What that is the brain and the aura energy field surrounding the human body is basically uploading everything from the human mind to the spirit template and to the astral body of that human being who is nearing death and on the road to Hades, so to speak. I've seen similar in my own experiences, for which I've had many, but that is a topic which I've podcasted about already. Tonight, I want to make clear about how this miraculous prayer board is truly, as I like to say, and I am paraphrasing perhaps the words of George Lucas here, that the prayer board is an elegant psionic instrument for a more civilized age, and indeed it is. There is no need for turning dials, or throwing switches, fun as that might be, or turning on a power button, or plugging in anything. All that any one operator could want or need is built into this sacred geometry circuit of the miraculous prayer board instrument. It is simple, easy, and effective for manifesting desires or for bringing into balance. Certain situations where these circumstances have been brought against an individual human being, beyond that person's ability to naturally or materially do something to remedy a problem. Also, the prayer board is an effective means by which to tune in to the force and commune with the cosmic all, that grand totality of the all and omnipresent universe of which we are all a part of, and we should practice meditating and tuning into regularly enough. Just a little practice each day goes a long way. Prayer board, if so associated with this form of communion or prayer, is the ultimate and ideal instrument whereby the average person can commit to such endeavors without a whole lot of painful training. In a nutshell, for those of us delving into the more deep and mysterious aspects of psionics, a great deal of time might be spent on penetrating those components which most closely represent the individual's elementals locked inside of our unconscious level of mind. For example, people of my age may relate more to the industrial aesthetics of games like Quake 2 or Doom. Am I talking out of the blue here? I'm talking some aspects of fantasy may actually help us work psionics. We may find, for example, the bulky machines from films like Star Wars bring out a certain inner ability to manipulate the forces in reality by our intent and focused will. Whereas some of the younger folks might better relate in their imagination to the slick and less cumbersome instruments seen in films like Star Trek. Either of these films, or influences I should say, is fine to work with as a prop for psionic consoles and tunable instruments, all manner of gadgetry, which help us tune into the force. But the point that I am making here is that each person is so incredibly unique that it took me some years to come up with an instrument which might be applicable for a wider variety of people, cultures, and all walks of life, and all levels of aptitude for working prayer and meditation. The prayer board instrument has a geometrical circuit which can take us far back in time, far back in history, long before the Hebrews adopted this geometry as the symbology of their people. We find the same geometry in the tribes of South African art, in the ancient Arabs of the Middle East, And even in the Hindu symbolism, the heart chakra symbol this symbol is so often attributed to, and the union between man and woman in order to form the perfect being. I believe it's called Purusha. This is the ultimate instrument for working psionics, even in Asia. Right now, more people are discovering that this sacred geometry channels the powers of the good cosmic mind, a great hidden force in nature, and the most creative force in the entire known universe. My students have reported to me a sincere and earnest pursuit of working with the Miraculous Prayer Board. Our club member Brother Yvonne in France experienced having better relations with those that he worked with at his job, and people he met on the street were incredibly friendly to him, which ordinarily had not been the case prior to working with the Miraculous Prayer Board. The experience for him continued to grow into new and amazing encounters with wonderful people wherever he went and whenever he worked with his Miraculous Prayer Board instrument. While club member Yvonne felt a connection to a cosmic intelligence which he at first believed was a construct attached to the prayer board, but club member Napoleon felt such an inspiration to innovate and create new instruments based on design of the telerod and the prayer board and a variety of amplifying patterns. And then still other students reported a sense of calm. Another club member told me that everyone at work was nice to her when she had to take maternity leave, but she had been so incredibly worried because most of the co-workers she was around for some years at work were ordinarily not very nice folks to her. Well, I did some magic to help her as she worked with her prayer board, so we kind of worked parallel, sort of giving her a boost. And occasionally I will do this sort of thing to help students get a nice push start in the right direction so that people can get a taste for having some real results. Overall, my clients have been very happy with their results by working with the Miraculous Prayer Board, particularly those students who also chose to join my club and study further Verloc's club members' exclusive secret methods. Audio logs, my personal journals, documents, selective files, and of course some how-to videos. All at verloc.club. So I present to my following, to my fans, my students, and of course to my fellow colleagues, this Miraculous Prayer Board instrument. Consider taking your first step into a much larger universe. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight and for supporting my work. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.